Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Natal Naturopath podcast. I'm your host, Melanie, and I am coming to you off the back of a beautiful holiday I had with my family. We went to, well, hang on, we haven't even gone yet. I'm recording this in advance, let's be real, because I need to batch create when I'm away. We are flying to Cairns, and then we're going to Fitzroy Island, and we are staying in Palm Cove and then staying in Port Douglas and then flying back home. So excited. I love that precious time with the girls. It's funny, Willow had a Mother's Day sort of letter she wrote to me from school, and it had on it like, what's your favorite thing to do with your mum? And she wrote, go to Darwin. And I could have cried because we've been to Darwin only once. We had this amazing 2-week motorhome explore of the Northern Territory. So we flew to Darwin, and then we spent 2 weeks in a motorhome going down, you know, all the way to Lichfield, Katherine, Kakadu, and it was the most epic holiday I've ever been on. And anyway, that's Willow's favorite thing to do with me. So that was really, really cute. And yeah, and she said also in another part, like going on holidays with mum. So that made me more excited for this holiday because I'm like, gosh, it's just, she bloody loves it. That's out of all the things in her 8 years with me, her favorite thing to do with me was go to Darwin. So what a sweet pea. So this episode, I'm going to run through our weekly routine, our family routine as a family of five. So we've got Willow, who's 8, and the twins, Hunter and River, who are 4. And I enjoy hearing about other people, how they run their home and household and what their week looks like, because it offers me solidarity, but also can help me in like, okay, that's a really good way to do that, or I like that structure or routine and I'm going to implement that. So maybe this could help you in your own family life. Obviously, this has been a fine-tuned thing because we are a well-oiled machine by now. I mean, I've been parenting for 8 years now, but I had to really step up my game once I had the twins. Like, everything was so fluid and floaty and airy when it was just me and Willow. But once the twinnies came along, it was like a military structure. And not initially, but I found that I was struggling without it. So this is what's helped me. So let's look at our week. So Willow goes to school, so that's obviously 5 days a week. The twins are in 4-year-old kinder, so that's 3 days a week. So they're in kinder 9:15 till 2:15, 3 days a week. Scott is a police officer, so he works a shit roster most of the time. And it's kind of all over the show. Every week is so different. So I'm going to go through just life, what it looks like in a standard week, because he normally works evenings, days, some nights, every weekend pretty much. So yeah. And then I work obviously in my business, and I'm going to go through the exact hours that I work and what kind of thing I do. So starting off with a Monday, every morning I get woken by the kids anywhere from 5:30 to 6:30, but it is so rarely 6:30 that I'm going to say it's like 5:30, 5:45. Now, depending on how much sleep I've had, I will either lay in bed for a little bit and I'll be out by 6:15 out of bed, or I'll just get out straight away. I often find if I lie in bed after they've woken me, I feel worse. Like, I feel like I need it in that minute. I just need a moment, and I just want to sort of settle into waking on my own accord. But I feel more groggy if I fall back asleep. So I don't try to do that because I feel like shit. So about a month ago, we implemented a new family rule that there is no television, phones, screen, nothing, no technology in the mornings anymore. That was a huge one because that is something I really relied on in the younger years of the twins, was TV in the morning, so that I could either A, go back to sleep, or B, just get all the things I needed to get done without them crying, whinging under my feet. So Absolutely no shade if you do use television, because I did for many years, but they're at an age where I don't feel like I need it any longer. And I also knew it wasn't helping them be their best little selves before kindy or school or the day, because I found they'd get almost like they'd wake up all fresh and then they'd plonk themselves in front of the TV and then get off the TV 30 minutes, 60 minutes later and be half dead, kind of groggy, irritable, whingy. So I thought, nah, you know what? I rely on screens like it's my babysitter and I just am sick of doing that. And I feel like it's my job to put in a firm boundary, because these kids are not going to have any boundaries themselves with screens. And I know the twins can play and find things to do and it's going to be like ripping off a Band-Aid. I've just got to bloody do it. And I found the first few mornings a little bit frictiony, like they didn't know what to do with themselves and they were whining for it and asking to put the TV on, because I do Pilates every morning and I found I would, if I had the TV on, I'd have a bloody minute to wake up, check my phone or do whatever I wanted to do, and then I could do Pilates in peace whilst they were sitting in front of the TV, because I was concerned that if they weren't watching TV that they would, A, wake Willow, because Willow wakes up much, much later than them. So when I'm talking about cutting screens, it really was for the twins, because, I mean, Willow really didn't – she'd watch like 15 minutes. Like that was it, because she didn't wake up early enough to sort of have endless amounts of time to watch screens. So the twins, Willow wakes at around 6:45 or 7 on average. The twins are more like that 5:30 mark. So I used TV so that they were quiet, so that they didn't go and wake Willow. I also used screens to stop one twin from waking the other, because this would notoriously happen where someone would wake at 5 and the other twin's fast asleep. And I don't want that other twin waking up unnecessarily. So I'd put them in front of the TV to keep them quiet and from waking each other. And it worked, because then the other twin might have another 50 minutes of sleep, which is what she needed. But anyway, I just didn't want to do it anymore. So no more TV. They have woken each other. So I have not sorted that problem out. Many, many times. One of them will come in. They always come in to let me know, to let Scott and I know they're awake. And then I'll go, okay, it's too early for mummy to get up. You go and play or something like that. Or they'll hop into bed with us and have a snuggle. Or I'll say, all right, well, I'm getting up to do my Pilates. What are you going to do? And they'll start off watching me doing Pilates and then they'll go play or something like that. But a few times recently, they've come in, that twin, say it's Hunter, come in and said, mummy, you know, morning time. And I'm like, oh, mummy's a bit tired. You woke me 4 times overnight. So I'm not getting up right now. And then that twin would wander out and I would think they're happily playing because I wouldn't hear anything. And what's happened is they've actually gone into River's room and woken River and then said to River, do you want to play? So that's kind of shit. But twin life, hey, there's so many negatives. So I have to be up by 6:15. I have to be out of my bed by 6:15 beginning Pilates. Otherwise it cuts into the morning and I'm all stressed and then I can't do Pilates because I don't like my mornings being rushed. So I get out of bed at 6:15 and I pop on my Move with Nicole Pilates video on YouTube. So she's the YouTube Pilates instructor that I've used for 18 months now. And I do her videos religiously, and I've never enjoyed exercise more. Let me tell you, if you know me personally, you'll know I've never enjoyed exercise. I don't mind a walk in the pram with a, you know, not me in a pram. I don't mind walking the kids in the pram, that kind of stuff. I've dabbled in weightlifting at gyms and I enjoyed it for a period of time. F45, I enjoyed that for a period of time. But what always stopped me was just getting out of the house with the kids or finding someone to watch the kids at home. Because I'm an early morning exerciser, not a night exerciser. If I don't exercise in the morning, it will not happen. And I've just accepted that reality. It's me. I don't like exercising in the afternoon or evening. And so with Scott's shift works, I kept finding myself feeling stuck with like, well, what bloody exercise do I do? Because I can't commit to a regular gym class because some mornings he's leaving at 5, some mornings 7, some mornings 4:30, some days 2 p.m. Sometimes he leaves at 5 p.m. Like it's just too all over the show. So it was causing me stress. And then I was just walking. So I would walk every day. But I kind of got just sick of it. And with Melbourne, the weather, I just didn't want to walk in the weather. So then I'd sort of find myself not exercising much in winter. Anyway, everyone raves about Pilates, right? Like I've never heard anyone say they didn't like Pilates. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a go. Went on YouTube one day and Move with Nicole popped up and I did her 20-minute Pilates video and I've never looked back. And at the start, all I could do was her 20-minute ones. I found the 30-minute and 40-minute and 50-minute ones way too hard for me. I just didn't have the stamina, especially my core. Like it was completely destroyed, I would say, after having the twins. And yeah, so I do her one of her videos. So I either do, depending on how I'm feeling, 30-minute one or a 40-minute one. And that takes me to just past 7 a.m. I then go out, the kids are playing, Willow's awake by this stage, and I'll start making brekkie. So I really must have breakfast made by 7:20. Like seriously, otherwise we are late. So I always cook a hot breakfast for the girls. It's not that I'm an amazing mum and I'm so dedicated to nutrition. It's that they don't bloody like anything else. Okay, so please don't feel bad if you aren't doing that. It's not the gold standard. It's just that the twins and Willow don't like cereals, don't like mueslis or granolas. So yeah, they won't eat any of it. So Willow's breakfasts, she hates eggs. So she'll be having either a smoothie. She has a smoothie probably 4 times a week. Like I put a bit of protein powder in it, not too much, but like a half dose. She has the smoothie that I rave about on my Instagram all the time. Actually, there's a recipe in my reels. So have a look on there. So make that for her. She loves that. Twins hate smoothies, but love eggs. So they have eggs probably 4 times a week. So they have either I do poached eggs, scrambled eggs, or fried eggs for them. I slather butter on toast and I give them avocado. If we have mushrooms, I'll give them mushrooms as well. Sometimes cookie mushrooms though, like it's just a drainer. So I just do literally eggs on buttered toast. Porridge, all three of them don't mind porridge. They would only have it once a fortnight probably though, because I just find they do leave a lot of it. It's not their favorite breakfast. But again, this takes a little bit of time. But I do love porridge because I can fill it up with so much stuff that they don't know about. Like I can put chia seeds, flaxseed meal. I do sometimes put sunflower seeds in as well. You could do hemp seeds, all that jazz. I like to put organic frozen berries in and then the porridge sort of cools, the porridge heats them up. So they're beautiful. And then peanut butter as well on top. So it's a really good nutritious breakfast for them. And then Willow also loves baked beans on toast. So I'll do that maybe once a week for her with cheese. Yeah. They're the breakfast the girls tend to enjoy. My breakfast will just be normally one of those. Like whatever one of the kids is having, I'll just make extra and have that myself. Although I do love granola with yogurt and nuts and seeds and berries and all that. So sometimes I do that for myself as well. Then breakfast is done. I'll then be packing lunch boxes. So I always do our lunch boxes the night before. I've never done one in the morning and I never plan on it because I will not have time. But I do their sandwiches or whatever they're having for lunch, I'll prepare that in the morning. So normally, like for example, if the twins' eggs are cooking, I will be making their lunch at that time. Like if the porridge is cooking, that's when I'm doing it. So you pack up all that, put the ice box in, put it in their backpacks, go get their drink bottles from their rooms, fill up the drink bottles, put them in, put the bags near the door. That's done. Then I'll be telling everyone to get dressed. Often someone needs me to dress them, but I'm in a really good place where it's not all three at least, because there was a long, 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 long time where I'm dressing three humans and it was exhausting, especially the twins. Hunter found getting dressed a real sticky point, very dysregulated. Even when I was giving her full autonomy on you can pick whatever you want to wear, the sock wasn't right or this wasn't right or there's a problem with, yeah. It's funny. I found her socks to be a real drama, like a severe conflict point for her. Don't know why. I don't know. It's like she had anxiety about her socks. They weren't high enough. They weren't the right ones. She's missing her bluey socks. Where are her bluey socks? They're in the wash, you know, all that. That would take up so much time. But now the twins love getting dressed on their own. So I'll go tell them it's cold day or it's a hot day. And then they know what that means. And then I'll say they'll come out and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of dress myself. And then I'm like, okay, we need to just put on an extra layer. We need to change this. So that takes a little bit of time. And then I make my own coffee at around – oh, and I do everyone's hair. So I try to get everyone's hair out of the way by 8. So, you know, three daughters, this takes time, brushing all the knots out. What hairstyle do you want? Doing the hairstyle, them taking it out 3 times because they didn't do it correctly. Willow, though, she is so self-sufficient now, being 8. She completely gets herself dressed. She does her own hair and she brushes her own teeth without any direction from me. But I need to, you know, go get the twins' toothbrushes, put their toothpaste on, brush their little teeth with them. I do their hair for them. And then, you know, this takes us to about 8 a.m. And at this point, I am making myself a coffee. So I never have my coffee before 8 a.m. And I really implore you to try doing that as well. Bearing in mind as well, most mornings I'm on my own. So I would say 4 out of 5 weekdays, Scott is not home in the morning because he's already left for work. I actually prefer that. No disrespect to him. But the morning just works so much smoother when it's just me, like so much smoother because I'm just like, I know what I need to get done when. I do not empty the dishwasher in the mornings. That's Scott's job. So before he goes to work, he does the dishwasher. So if he leaves at, 6:30 or 7 or 6 a.m., he's doing the dishwasher. And that was kind of like a firm rule. I'm not going to say rule, that's a funny word, but it was a firm thing that I said, this is what I need you to do. Like, I'm struggling with the housework. I feel like I'm doing too much. By the time you get home, I've done everything. I need some support in this. And so I said, you have to empty would you empty the dishwasher every morning so that I never have to worry about the dishwasher? And he's like, yeah, totally. That'll be my thing. Scott's fantastic when it's his thing. If he knows this is my responsibility, he does it like no problem. I don't have to remind him. So we've set it up in the house where the dishwasher's his, the washing is mine. Because I bloody hated him doing my washing because he would mix colors and whites and I bloody hated that. And he ruined a ton of cloth nappies when the twins were in cloth nappies because he mixed everything together and it like all the beautiful colors leached out and became gray and I was just spewing. So I'm like, please just let me do it myself. And you know, if I have my period and all that, like I want to be the one doing manicures. I love him, but you know, I need some dignity or privacy. I don't know what the word is there. So yeah, I went on off a tangent there, but he does the dishwasher and I think that helps because like I speak to a few mums and they're sort of saying their mornings are effed and they don't have any time to make themselves breakfast. But it sounds as though a lot of them are doing household tasks like cleaning or the dishwasher or things like that. And yeah, I found that had to go for my morning. It's a non-negotiable that I eat breakfast. There's never a morning where I don't eat breakfast and I implore you to have that same thing. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I have to eat breakfast. I need that wake up hit. I need the hit of energy. I know I need the nutrition and it sustains me for the whole day. So I always eat at the same time as the girls. I think the problem would come about when mums are making their kids breakfast and then using the time when their kids are eating breakfast to do other things like have a shower or do lunch boxes, things like that, that definitely would mean you have less time. So what I suggest is to try to pick out what things you can do at night. For me, it's lunch boxes. I always do them in the afternoon or whilst dinner's cooking, I'll do lunch boxes. I used to leave lunch boxes until everyone was asleep, but I freaking resented the shit out of that because I'm like, this is my time to relax and I'm doing lunch boxes and the kids, no one's awake. Like I could be relaxing right now. So I pretty much do it yeah, like as soon as we start sort of sorting out dinner, or if it's simmering away on the stove, or we've come home from school and the kids are playing, I'll unpack everyone's bags, wash lunch boxes, and pack them up again. I also don't shower in the morning ever. And I can get away with that because Pilates, I don't sweat from Pilates. I definitely, it's an exertion and it's great. So that's not to say it's not hard, but I don't sweat to the point where I need a shower at all. So I'm comfortable showering at night, and it means I have so much more time because I don't think I would have the time to shower in the morning. I just wouldn't. So make my coffee. And then as I'm drinking my coffee, I'm kind of walking around and cleaning up the house, making sure everyone's getting ready, you know, all the bits and bobs that just take time. And then I finally get myself ready. So I'll come into my room. If I have a bit of time, I'll put on a bit of makeup, or if I look like shit or tired. Otherwise, I'll just get myself dressed, do my hair, brush my teeth once I finish my coffee, and then we're ready to go. And we're all ready by 8:30. And then we either walk to school if the weather's nice and the twins are happy to, because it really does depend on them, or we will jump in the car and drive to school. And then so Mondays, I have my days with my twins. So I drop Will off at school and then I've just got the day with them. I don't work. I just do whatever I'm doing with them. They come along for errands, like just life, you know, appointments, park, cafe, lunch. They were doing gymnastics for a while on a Monday, but we actually just cancelled it because I just didn't see the value in it. I felt like it was so expensive, and all they were doing was like playing little games and tumbling around. They weren't doing any actual gymnastics kind of stuff, and maybe I expected too much for a group for a 4-year-old class. But Willow does gymnastics, and it's intense, and it's proper gymnastics where they're doing all the proper things. And I sort of thought that the twins might be nearing like being able to learn how to do certain moves and things, but that was not the case. So we just cancelled that actually last week. It's just, you know, also like with interest rate rises, our mortgage is going up all the time. And I was like, okay, like what can we cut? I feel like we need to tighten the bootstraps. I get stressed about money all the time, even though we're in a really, really privileged position and we do have a lot of financial freedom. Just the way I was brought up, like money, I watch my money. I'm careful with my money is what I should say. Even when you have money, I like to be careful with it. And so I thought, nah, I don't think gymnastics is going to be helping our bank account at the moment. And yeah, didn't see the value, so cancelled that. So yeah, that's Mondays. Pick up Willow at 3:30. And then she has art class on a Monday. So we do an art class, an external art class. And I drop her off there at 4:00, and my mum or dad pick her up and bring her home. If they can't, or if Scott's home, we'll do it. It's not in the same suburb as us. So it was like a bit tricky getting the twins in the car to pick her up at 3:30, come home for just a touch of time, get the twins back in the car to take her to the other suburb by 4:00. And then by the time Willow settled, turning around and going back home and then going back out again in peak hour traffic to go get her, it was just too much. So thankfully my mum and dad have said they would, yeah, whoever's available would do that. Then Tuesday is obviously the same morning routine, same, but the twins are going to kinder. So I drop Willow off at school first, and then the twins start kindy at 9:15 in a different suburb. So we always drive on a Tuesday. Drop them off, and then I see clients all day Tuesday. So I get back home and then I start work at either 9:45 or 10:00. I like to start at 10:00 because it gives me a little bit of a buffer. Often the twins are crying. Not often, I shouldn't say that. Last year was worse, this year's better, but sometimes they need that extra cuddle and I can't get away quickly. Or I'll duck into the shops, or I'll come home and do a bit of a tidy up. Our cleaner comes on a Tuesday for 3 hours. So I do have to do the cleanup before the cleaner, you know, the drill, like you pick up everything off the floor, you pull out your fresh linen that you want her to pop on the beds and things like that. So she cleans while I work, which has been absolutely life-changing in our home. I couldn't imagine not having a cleaner anymore. And it's just freed me up to focus more time on the kids because I'm not spending that time cleaning now. So to us, that was really worthwhile. The money was worthwhile. You know, it was important to us. So So yeah, so have her coming 3 hours on a Tuesday. I see clients until about 3 o'clock. And then I make myself a protein smoothie and then I go get Willow from school. So I go and either walk down if I'm feeling like it or if I'm a bit brain dead, I'll drive, even though obviously the walk would make me feel so much better. But sometimes, you know, when you're just so tired after work, pick her up, bring her home. Mum and dad, or mum, either or, will pick up the twins at 2:15 on a Tuesday and then they have their little routine. They go to the park. They go home to Nanny Poppy's house. Mum gets them bathed, puts their jammies on and gives them dinner, washes their hair and does all of that, which is just so bloody amazing. I'm so lucky to have her support there and doing that for me, because then – so I get Willow from school. Often Willow on a Tuesday, I'll have booked a makeup class for gymnastics because like so many – she's got that many makeup classes. I, you know, from illness, holidays, and also when we just can't make it on a Saturday for her gymnastics class. So she very, very often has gymnastics class on a Tuesday and that starts at 4:15. So we come home from school, have an afternoon snack, get her organized, and then I take her to gymnastics. Gymnastics is in the same suburb as where my parents live, so this is perfect. So I drop Will off at gymnastics at 4:15. Then I just drive to my parents' house, hang out there for a little bit, get the twinnies sorted, wait till they've sort of starting eating their dinner, because they kind of eat – they eat early dinner. They eat at like literally like 4:45 or 5 when it's a Tuesday with mum. And then I get them into the car and I drive them back home and then do whatever I need to do. So lunchboxes, preparing the day, you know, for, preparing anything for the next day, organizing dinner on a Tuesday. I always do a slow cooked meal. That was something I wanted to note. I always have a slow cooker for a Tuesday. Or if I don't, it's because I have leftovers or something frozen. I never cook on a Tuesday evening. It's a bit of a full day. I mean, I'm seeing clients all day. I'm very, very brain dead at the end of the day. I'm doing gymnastics, picking up the twins, all of that. I don't ever get home until about 5:15. So I just couldn't do dinner because we eat by 5:30 every day. So we eat dinner. And then my dad will pick up Willow if he's home, or my mum from gymnastics at 6:15. If they aren't available, then I have to do it. But hopefully Scott's home to do it, because it's a big nightmare at that time. 6:15 is when I'm putting the twins to bed. So that pushes out the routine, which I hate, and they get tired. So my dad's been off work since January because he got a leg injury at he was bike riding and the pedal slammed into his shin and he got a hematoma, he got a ligament damage, he got an infection, became septic, was in hospital. Anyway, so he still doesn't have much function in his leg. Like, he can walk, but it puffs up, swells up, and he's waiting for a specialist appointment in July. So he's been off work since Jan. So yeah, he gets Willow Tuesday. Brings her home. We are putting the twins to bed at this point. So Scott, if he's on a day shift, he does one twin and I do the other twin and we alternate. So just say I did Hunter last night. Well, I'm doing River today and Daddy's doing you, River. What did I say? Yeah. Anyway, you get what I mean. We alternate twins. The twins don't love this. They will put up a bit of resistance. Like, no, I want mommy to do it. I don't want daddy to do it. But then once I just put that firm boundary in, which I didn't for years, and I absolutely wish I had of, because bedtime was so stressful and just pure resentment for me. Like, Scott, an able-bodied human adult, was sitting scrolling on his phone on the couch or in bed while I'm frantically putting 3 kids to sleep. And it wasn't a lack of him offering. He absolutely was, but they would not let him. And I felt like it was so much easier just to do it myself. But I've switched that mindset a few months ago. I just said, I'm done. I am completely done now. I am swapping with Scott every night and I'm only putting 1 twin to sleep. But of course, when he works, that's when I'm putting both to sleep. Yeah, we start getting them ready to hop into bed at about 6:15. Sometimes it is 6:30, but 6:15 is when we start, you know, right, brush your teeth, let's hop into bed, let's do our back tickles, our snuggles. And the ideal time for them to be asleep is around 6:30, but sometimes it's 6:45. Yeah. And then I come on out, spend a little bit of time with Willow. We might put on some telly together. We might do, normally we just do a readers actually and a book, but sometimes she's like, can we watch a movie? Like a bigger girl movie, like Harry Potter or something. So we'll put on a bit of a movie for a while. And then I put her to bed. So I lie down with her. I don't lie down until she's asleep. I lie down for like maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And then I say, I'm going now. And without fail, she will resist that as well. She always says, no, stay, you know, don't go. But I always say, no, it's my time now. I need to go have a shower. Go have a shower and then I start work. Every night I work. Every single night I work on my laptop. Me and Scott lie in bed and we will watch something on Netflix, but I'll be working on my laptop the whole time. So that's my evenings. Like I said, often Scott is not home for evenings, but yeah, it's just all over the show. Wednesdays, obviously the morning is the same and the twins go to kinder on this day as well. But on a Wednesday, I don't see clients. On a Wednesday, what I do once I get home from dropping off the twins to kinder and Willow school is I do all the other work. So running a business, there is so much work to be done that isn't client stuff. So emails, prescription, finalizing, blood test interpretation, podcast interviews, paying my staff, what else? Marketing, there is so much involved in Instagram posts, my weekly email, my weekly newsletter, researching for podcast ideas, there's a lot. There's so much more that I didn't list now, but, you know, reordering stock. So this Wednesday, for example, I'm getting a photo shoot done because I haven't had a recent business photo shoot done. So I need updated photos of myself. So that'll take up most of my Wednesday because you get your hair and makeup done and then you get all your photos done. And then I pick up the twinnies at 2:15 from kindy on a Wednesday. And then we go for a park play right next to their kinder. And then we go and we play at the park for about, 45 minutes. And then at 3, we go get Willow from school. On a Wednesday, Willow has her tutor coming at 4 o'clock. I got a tutor for Willow because I felt like after COVID, she wasn't doing so well in spelling and reading. She's fantastic at maths. But yeah, spelling and reading, she wasn't doing so great in. I felt like she was struggling. So I found a local teacher's aide who does tutoring. So she's been amazing and I've seen absolute leaps and bounds with Willow. And that also could be because, she's in grade 2 now and consolidating everything. And maybe preppy in grade 1, she was just finding it hard to put everything together, but it's all coming together really well. So that's, So Chloe's here 4 to 5, and in that time, the twins get an hour of TV. So when Willow's tutor's here, that's when they're allowed to watch TV. That's the first time in the day, and that's the only time in the day. So I forgot to mention after school, if we're home, that's when they get to use their TV time. So they get an hour a day. They don't often even use the hour, but they are only allowed to watch something after they get home from kindy or school. Thursday, drop Willow at school and then it is my day with the twins again and we just do whatever we have on, obviously. On a Monday and a Tuesday, they do watch a little bit more TV throughout the day. Sometimes it's because they're fighting a lot and then I can see they need some space from one another, or I'm doing something and I just need a bloody break. So they tend to have like 10 minutes here and there scattered through the day, or like we might go out for the whole morning. We might go to gymnastics, the park, the shops, and then we get home and they have a little bit of TV before we go get Willow from school or something like that. And that seems to work fine. And then Thursday at 4 o'clock there, Dad picks them up. So for anyone that doesn't know, I am not with the twins. I'm not with my daughter's father, biological father. So he comes to collect them at 4 o'clock and then they go to his house. So Thursday night is just a pretty much relaxed / work night. I work the whole time on my laptop, but at least I'm sort of lying in bed and relaxing and working. So I work from, pretty much the minute they leave from 4 until I go to sleep on my laptop. doing all the bits and pieces, like I said, that people probably don't realize are inside running a business. Then Fridays is another work day. So they're at their dad's all day. Well, they go to kinder, but he has them all Friday, like the whole Friday. So that's when I record my podcast every Friday. I write my weekly newsletter. What did I do today? I did Instagram posts. I made up a herbal prescription vaginal cream. I made up some anxiety herbs for a client and posted them. I forgot to mention as well, my mum works in my business, so she packs every single order. All the Evernatal and Iron Biotic orders is mum doing that. So she works at our house Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Friday, her and I might, you know, troubleshoot anything or do a little bit of work together. I book all my appointments on Fridays as well. So for example, chiro, whatever, like dentist, hair, that's all Fridays. Catch up day for me. And then Saturday I pick the girls up from their dad's house at 8:30 a.m. and we go straight to the park normally and just have a little bit of connection time because it's been, you know, a day and a bit since I've seen them. So we just spend about an hour at the park and connect, and it's beautiful because no one's ever at the park at 8:30 a.m. at this particular park. So it's like this really special thing we do every Saturday morning. And then we come home for a little bit, or we'll go to the shops or just whatever really on a Saturday. And then Willow has gymnastics 11:15 to 12:15 on a Saturday. And so I'll drop her off at that time. And then I take the twins to a park in the same suburb as Willow's gymnastics and play at a park until 12:15, get Willow. And then we just chill. We come back home normally. Or we'll go, I shouldn't say that. We eat 50-50. We'll either go hang out and have lunch and spend the afternoon at my mum's house with my dad, mum and dad, or we will go home and chill. The girls are pretty tired after their dad's house. I speak pretty much for all blended families. It's difficult. Like the routine is altered. They have their own bedtime at his house. He doesn't adhere to the same routine that I might have, for example. So, you know, a 6:30 bedtime at my house is never a 6:30 bedtime at his house. Like it's more like 7:30 So they're always, and they're just, they get their emotions out. All separated families, you'll know what I'm talking about. When the kids come back to their primary caregiver, they let every single emotion out that they've been holding in for a day and a half when you weren't there. And so the twins are just very emotional on a Saturday. Willow, not so much anymore. She's old enough, but the twins, oh my gosh, I'm like a punching bag on Saturdays. And it's just holding space and letting it all get out. And then it's like a resetting, you know, they're back to their normal self on Sundays. Scott almost always, I would say, works, Friday night, Saturday night, or one of the two. Or he'll work Sunday night. Like it's just, for example, this weekend he's working 6 p.m. Friday, 6 p.m. Saturday, and then 12 p.m. Sunday, and then 8 a.m. Monday, 8 a.m. Tuesday, day off Wednesday, 2 p.m. Thursday, 2 p.m. Friday. So, you know, like it's all over the show. So, I'm often home by myself with the girls Saturday night. So I just pop them to bed by myself and just chill. Actually, that's a lie. I work every night on my laptop, actually. It's funny when people say like, oh my God, I want to run my business and you're so lucky and oh my God, you're so this, and which is all very lovely. But I sort of say like, yeah, but I work every single night. So you know, I kind of miss having a workplace that I check out from and I don't think about it again until I go back to my next shift. But unfortunately, any business owner will tell you it's not like that when you're in your own business. Like it bleeds into every aspect of my life. Sometimes I'm better at holding boundaries than other times, but, you know, so often I'm replying to messages on Instagram when I'm with the girls and, you know, like, oh shit, this needs attention quickly because mum's had a problem downstairs with an order. Yeah. So I think I used to be better at separating my work days from my mothering days, but I don't know, lately, yeah. Anyway, that's something I need to get better at. But yeah, I work every bloody night and it's shit and exhausting, but it is what it is. I want the time with the girls. I don't want to work 5 days a week or 4 days a week in my business. So that's the price I pay. I only, like I mentioned, I work 10 till 3 on a Wednesday, 10 till 2 on a, sorry, 10 till 3 on a Tuesday, 10 till 2 on a Wednesday, and then all day Friday. Friday's a really long day because they're not with me anyway, so I might as well smash out a long day. I don't see clients though on a Friday. But yeah, I don't want to work any more time away from them. So that's why I work every night. And it's just a season. When they're in school, I'll probably be stopping the night work unless we have a baby, in which case I'm kind of staffed, aren't I, for another 5 years, which is weighing on my mind a little. And then Sunday we often do a family roast. So I'll invite Scott's parents over, my parents. Sometimes it's all of us. Sometimes it's just my parents. I love doing that. I forgot to mention as well, we always do pizza nights that day. So if Scott's home Saturday night, even if he's not, he'll make pizzas earlier. He makes the dough, rolls the dough. His pizzas are the freaking best. I like that. I like that we have our set nights, like slow cook Tuesday and things like that. Like it just gives me some structure to my week with cooking. I always do a meal delivery, Woolworths meal delivery. I often will do that one night a week. I want to say it's every Saturday night because I want to get all my groceries delivered on Sunday, but often Saturday night passes, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't do my delivery. I always get our fruit and veg box delivered on a Tuesday as well. I forgot to mention. So we get our fruit and veg. It's a random box, which means I don't pick anything in it, which I absolutely love. It just takes the mental load completely, like that aspect of that task, off my shoulders. I don't have to, how many apples do I need? Do I need veggie? Do I need carrots? Do I need this? Do I need that? What am I using? I don't get a choice. So this is from Series Fair Food, Food Fair, Series Food Fair. Now I can't remember. Google Series, C-E-R-E-S, Food Fair. And that should come up. It's Melbourne-based delivery. It's $85 and it is so much fruit and veg, organic, guys. It's organic as well. So much fruit and veg that you just can't get from the supermarkets. Like you can't get a really wide range of organic fruit and veg from the shops. You can get your basics, but I was doing that from just Woolies and Coles, just shopping in the organic section. And so many times I'm like, far out, I just have the same 4 veggies that I use constantly. But now I'm getting all these veggies that I wasn't able to get. Like I'm getting organic pomegranates and organic silver beet, celery, what else? Lettuce. Well, I'm just trying to think what I've got. Turnips, radishes. You get your onions, your potatoes, your cucumber, zucchini, carrots, kale. I'm getting organic kale, which I was never really finding at the shops. And it's really helping me because I'm opening up the box and I'm like, okay, what am I cooking this week with these ingredients? Like I had heaps of silver beet and kale. So I made a greens pie from the book Life After Birth. So I was able to use up all of the greens in that, which was just awesome. And because I have all these veggies, I'm like, oh, we're getting a new box on Tuesday. I'm going to make a minestrone soup. Or I'm not wasting as much. That's what I meant to say. Because I'm like, okay, what am I going to cook with this ingredient? Or I need to get rid of all this stuff. So anyway, I'm really loving that. So that comes every Tuesday. Sunday I don't like the word meal prep. It's not a conscious thing, but we're always home on a Sunday normally. Like Willow plays football Sunday morning, but her dad takes her and picks her up. that's his thing with her on a Sunday morning. We'll go out and do something, like we might go explore Warren Diet, or we might go for a hike. We might go, find somewhere naturey, the park. I don't even know what we do, just weekend stuff. But almost always Sunday afternoon, evening is at home, and I love to cook. So I'll always be like cooking something for the week. So I made banana and oat muffins last Sunday, and sausage rolls. I made some sausage rolls. I might make a minestrone soup. I might make a meal that I freeze for the week, because I always know there's a couple of nights where I'm on my own with the kids because Scott's at work. Like, he'll do a 2 till 10 shift. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a meal and then freeze it, and then I pull it out for that day, and that really helps me. So that's our weekly routine. I went on so many tangents there, and that was a really long episode. But I hope that you might have found something you could put in place for your own life. It's everything runs really well now. Like, there was years where it wasn't. There were years and years of the twins of being like just keeping my head above water, quite literally, and then taking a huge breath and then going back down again and having to hold my breath for far too long and then coming back up again. But I can honestly say, hand over heart, things are very smooth now. And I do think having my structured week and my routine helps that, and sort of running my life by times. Like, I know I need to be out of bed by 6:15 and I need to have started this by 7:00. And I just think it makes me less stressed. I enjoy it. I enjoy sticking to a routine. Maybe it's the dopamine hit. Okay, well, I was going to say, can't remember now. It's been a long episode. Oh, if you can give my podcast a rating and a review, I would be so, so grateful. It helps it get into more women's ears that need the help, that need to learn about different health things. So I'd be so grateful. It takes 5 seconds. All you need to do is scroll down on my podcast page and hit leave a review. You don't even need to write anything. You can just pick your stars. I'm hoping you pick 5. If we're not friends on Facebook, oh my God, I said if we're not friends on Facebook, I don't even use Facebook really, so I don't know why I said that. If we are not friends on Instagram, come on over and follow me. I am at The Natal Naturopath, and I would love to hear from you. So have a beautiful day. Thanks for tuning in. This was a really long episode, but I will catch you next week.